a lot of families with ill-informed parents, you know, and people with disabilities have been making applications to the council for housing adaptation grants, and these have been taking a long number of months for the OT who needs to pass the application to actually attend the home, look at the work that needs to be done, and to then pass the work. And this is resulting in a lot of elderly people in particular who are not able to manage the stairs or having to lay in the sofa in the front room, and this just isn't good enough.
And there was a case of one elderly lady who's been sleeping on her sofa now for a number of months.
Yeah, and the family then were advised that they know to go and maybe seek in the private sector an OT, which they've done, and hopefully now that will speed up the application. But I know that the waiting list is probably around 8 months, and the OTs who are there, there's not enough of them for the demand, and they're flat out doing the best that they can. So what I'm asking is that the HSE seek a derogation for the recruit new occupational therapists to deal with this backlog, but also to look at, because people are living older, these grants are very popular, and their applications are increasing year on year, and we could see that at council. So that would obviously mean that we would need some professional people like OTs to be recruited so they can deal with the applications in a speedily way.